to another episode of Ghost Stories. Can you guys hear me okay? Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me, guys? Give me a something. Tell me yes, you can hear me if you can. I have tequila in hand. Yes, honey! Can you guys hear me? I see hellos, but I'm not sure if you guys can hear me. I'm doing AirPods this time. And
yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jaki, the only one responding to me. Appreciate it. I have Jaki, my co-producer, on FaceTime on the computer. Now, typically, I would have some tequila, because you know I love my tequila. But tonight's drink of choice is a michelada. This is my michelada cup I got from like Vallarta or somewhere. And it's basically like spicy beer. Beer with like tomato sauce and lime and tahine and all that kind of stuff. Everybody's saying, Jaki! Everybody misses you. Cheers to Jaki joining us. Tonight's ghost story is about to get litty. Mom, heartburn beer. Yeah, it doesn't really give me heartburn, thank God. How are you doing today? Relive your stand-up. Thank you so much. Okay, you guys. This is a very special episode of Ghost Stories because I have an announcement to make. Tonight is our last Ghost Stories with Angela on Instagram Live. I know, it's very sad. But actually, it's not that sad because we're just moving platforms. This started on Instagram just for fun because I enjoy ghost stories. I enjoy hearing your guys' stories and just communicating with you guys. I love all the direct messages you guys have been sending me. Sending me real personal stories, photos, videos. It's been amazing and super fun. We are moving to a different platform that allows me to stream to YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitch, bunch of places. And yeah, all the places except for Instagram, because Instagram is the only one that won't let you stream on multiple places. So we're moving to a different platform, different location, and if you don't have any of those things, Facebook, YouTube, everybody has YouTube, but you can also just go to angela.com/ghoststories and you can watch it live there. So that's my big announcement for everybody. We're moving from Instagram. It's been so much fun. We're going to a different one, and we're going to be a podcast. So if you don't get to watch it live or you can't watch video because you're driving or something, you can listen to it on the podcast. All kinds of cool stuff, you guys. So one more cheers to that. Cheers to Ghost Stories with Angela. That was my excuse to take another swig. Okay. Tonight, I do not have a special guest joining me because last episode, we had Momo for the whole time. It was incredible. If you got to be a part of it, it was so incredible. If you did not, I suggest you go and watch that episode. So I had a bunch of people on standby ready to go, and I didn't get to them. So I'm getting to everybody this time. So that's why there's no special guest. We're just going to jump right into it. Thank you all for joining. So my first guest, let me pull up my list here. I don't have Jesse Latorre with me telling me all the things that I need to know. But I have Jaki here via FaceTime. Oh, Jessica. Jaki already told me that. Jessica Nardone. What is your Instagram name? Just Jessica Nardone? Leave me a comment, Jessica, so I can just tap on your name. My mom just said Momo left me shook. My mom said shook.
Gotcha. And it's Jessica, it's Dr. Jessica.
I love you, Mom. Mom, do y'all moms say shook? Oh, there she is. Do y'all moms say shook or no? Okay, go live with Jessica.
Okie dokie, here we go. Hey, girl.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm freezing. It's 37 degrees here, but other than
where
that,
are
I'm
you?
Good. I'm at my niece's softball game somewhere in Ohio.
Oh, in Ohio.
Yeah.
Wow. So, well, thank you for joining us in Ohio. And while you're paying real close attention to your niece's game, I appreciate that. okay. First of all, for everybody watching, I actually know Jessica. She's not only a friend, but an awesome chiropractor.
Thank you.
I could use some adjustments right now, but it's fine. You're in Ohio. I didn't know you had a scary story. Jaki actually called me and told me that you were coming on tonight. I was like, wait, Jessica has a scary story? I cannot wait to hear this.
Yeah, so Jaki actually plays a role in it, too. So,
ooh!
Yeah.
Let's just jump right in and set the stage. Tell us everything. Go.
Okay. So, it was last November. I came home from work, and I make my own lotion, so I have these little pots, these tin pots. And when I walked into my room, I was like, that's weird. Like, they're all over the floor, you know. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Maybe there was some weird little earthquake or something. Didn't think anything of it. About 2 weeks later, I woke up on a Wednesday morning, and I just kind of, you know, rise out of bed. And right in front of me, I usually have a tall dresser with a heavy mirror on top of it, like leaning against the wall. And it was turned almost the whole way off the wall. And then the mirror was only, like, balancing on one thing, and the mirror had been turned, too. And, like, there were books on there, but some of the books had been moved to kind of abut the mirror so it didn't fall down.
Did you think somebody broke in, or?
Not really. I mean.
Like, I wasn't robbed. They just really did not like the feng shui of my furniture.
Apparently.
They moved things around for me. Thank you.
And nothing else had been moved. You know, everyone kept saying, oh, I think it was just an earthquake. I'm like, dude, my deodorant didn't fall over. But this giant dresser, like, I can't even move myself, you know, moved. So I was kind of freaked out. I took a bunch of pictures of it. And then I thought, too, can I do it on here without getting off? I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know. Send it to me after when we hang up.
Oh, okay.
Send it to me, and then I'll show everybody on my phone.
Oh, okay. So I may have sent them to Jaki, but so it was weird. A couple friends came over, tried to do like a saging, you know, thing, and this and that. But I had like when it happened, I noticed or like dawned on me that I used to watch this really old cat for a patient, and they had said it was kind of weird that I said the cat never. Like slept with me or anything, and they're like, that's really weird because, you know, she always slept with us. And then I thought, well, is it because something's in this room? I don't know.
Ooh.
So then I don't know, and I was also kind of going through a weird time, like anxiety, lots of anxiety, not sleeping well, but I've never slept walk. I mean, and to move the mirror and everything's hard to do when you're awake with someone else, let alone by myself sleeping. So fast forward to the Super Bowl. I hadn't seen Jaki in a while cause she'd been on the road with you for a while. And, she's one of my like best friends from LA. So we were catching up and gabbing and she's like, so what's new? And I was like, well, you know, I don't believe in ghosts, but this giant piece of furniture was moved in my room and now I'm kind of freaked out. And I said, but I'm not going to worry about it. And she said, no, 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 you have to worry about it. You know, she's like, you believe in Jesus, right? You know, you believe like you have the Holy Spirit in your heart and, everything. And I said, yeah. And she's like, then you have to believe that there's other stuff out there too. That could be after you.
I thought Jaki was about to lead you in an altar call.
I was like, well, how am I supposed to do that? You know? And Jaki's explaining to me, like, you know, she's like, even if this thing's like bigger than you, if you really believe that you have God in your heart, and then he walks with you, then you shouldn't be scared. So she had my other friend, her name's Kara. It was her house where we were at for the Super Bowl. She like grabbed me. It was just Jaki and I like sitting kind of away from everyone. And she was like, let's get up. We got to go get Kara. You know, and Kara's like three glasses of wine in already, but then she's like, all right, this is important. So
that's when Kara is most spiritual. When she three glasses of wine in, that's when she will like cast out a demon. That's when she'll prophesy over you. Like, listen.
She really did, though. She was like, do you know about spiritual principalities? Okay, let's talk about it. You know, and like saying how, you know, certain mm-hmm. things are above our pay grade, but this is not right. above my pay grade. And, you know, Jaquie told me to, like, just walk around my house and say, you know, I have spiritual authority over myself and this house, you know, and anything else that's here, you need to get out because I have authority mm-hmm. over it. Mm-hmm. Just walk around and say, you know, like, my apartment's been washed in Jesus' blood and I rebuke everything that's not from God. And I felt like...
Oh, I would get my beer and I would, like, Holy Ghost it. Just
oh,
like,
I already had holy water. I had holy water from one of my patients.
Yeah.
And I got holy water from a patient and I did like put it, like Jaquie told me to put it around my doors, you know, and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So, and then my other friend told me to like play Christian music, even just really low for like maybe 12 hours. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, I started sleeping better and then I got the cat back. Ooh. Like about 2 weeks after that. And she like loved my room.
She came in the room.
Slept in it every night after that.
No way.
Yeah.
Bruh, that makes me think, like, okay, so the thing was moved while you were gone or while you were asleep?
I was sleeping. No, I was asleep.
You think this thing was trying to, like, push it on you? Like, trying to
hurt you? I don't know. But it was, like, again, kind of a bad, you know, kind of weird time in my life where I was in a rut and I couldn't. And Jaquie's, like, even more than something, you know, like you were more vulnerable. Maybe, you know, something was trying to come after you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jaquie's real good with the advice. She knows about it. Whatever you're dealing with. You have boyfriend troubles, demon troubles, Jaquie's got your back.
I had no idea.
Sure.
Yeah. And it was the first time I've ever gone to a Super Bowl party and actually not watched the Super Bowl. I was just like, I haven't seen Jaquie forever. I'll talk to her instead. Little did I know. Yeah. She was the answer to all my problems.
Well, listen, I'm glad you got to sleep. Do you still live there?
No, I just moved back to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But I did live there until like 2.5 weeks ago, yeah.
I didn't know you moved. Everybody moved. COVID, everybody just pack your bag, move it. Well, friend, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thanks for letting me share it.
Yeah, friend, go enjoy your niece's baseball game.
I will.
Tell them I said go team.
I will. All right.
Bye.
Take care. See ya.
Jaquie, I did not know she moved.
Oh, yeah. It's recent.
I'm going to move this computer over here so I can see you more.
Okay.
And I don't have to look for you over there. Okay. Okay. Holy water doesn't do anything? I beg to differ, sir or ma'am. Okay.
So did you see that your mom said drunk in the Holy Spirit?
And that that's hilarious. Mom, you're funny. You got drunk with the Holy Ghost? That's funny. Okay. Next, we have Laura. Oh, Jesus. There's all kinds of bugs because this light over here. I'm going to move my ring light back so I don't get hella bugs. Oh, and also, if you guys saw last time, I got like 30 mosquito bites when I was out here. I then sprayed all kinds of mosquito repellent already. So, move the light back a little bit. Okay, Laura, are you here? This is, she lived in a creepy college dormitory that used to be housing for nuns. Oh. Laura's name is Laurel Estruve. Leave me a comment, Laurel Estruve.
She just left.
Oh, there she is. Okay, Laurel. Go live with Laurel. Lauren. Laura. Laura. We'll find out. Holy oil, water, without faith in Christ does nothing. Well, what if the person who blessed it and made it holy had the faith in the Christ? You know what I mean? Waiting for Laurel. It's trying to connect, Laura. Are you seeing it? Skin So Soft from Avon works wonders with mosquitoes. I've actually heard that before. That's interesting. All right. Well, it's not connecting. Let me cancel that and try again. This is the issue with, you know, going live on social media. You just never know. Let me try you again. Laura. Waiting for Laura.
Hi, sorry.
Oh, there you are.
I had to get my mic to connect, so I didn't have that set up. So I hadn't zoomed
How
in this yet.
How are you?
I'm all right. Hi.
Where are you at right now?
Wisconsin.
I was going to say, I can hear the Wisconsin in your voice.
I know, it's really crazy. Yeah, I make fun of our commercials, our local commercials. I imitate them because I'm like, but I'm like, I talk like that though. So.
That's so funny. It's so distinct, but I love it. Thank you for joining us today. Tell us your story. I got a little blurb about it here, but why don't we just jump right in and tell everybody watching what happened.
So I lived in a dorm or a building that used to be a convent where the nuns used to live. And I chose that dorm because my sister lived there too, but she kind of warned me that people would say, oh, it's haunted. There, people have had experiences. I was like, oh, I don't know. We'll see. And I lived there 2 years. And in the 2 years I was there, stuff would constantly happen. Like I'd be sitting there and all of a sudden my soda can would go while I was studying across the table next to me. I had these little wood animals I bought from the zoo, these little cute little tribal things, and they would constantly go sliding around and things
like would... you could see it. You saw it sliding
around. Yeah, I'd be studying and it was like it was messing with me because I'd be studying and then I'd hear and I'd look and then I'd just catch the end part of it. And then there was a point I was in a relationship with someone and I was gone and like away for the weekend, and my friend who lived right next door heard everything in my dorm room just like pounding around. The two RAs came to open the door. It sounded like they said like all my furniture, everything was just flying around. So they were really concerned for me. So they had the RA come and open the door because they were worried it was like something else. And everything was just, and then if I go like in the middle of the night to like go to the bathroom, bathroom story. Like one time I was there and I heard it sound like walking right up. It was like the middle of the night studying, go to the bathroom, and like I hear walking right up to the stall, like right outside the door. And I was too scared to leave. And then another time my friend came back.
Oh yeah, I would have sat on that toilet the whole night until
right, I know. And then like I had a friend come and tell me to go with her. We went back and she had heard like it sounded like showering, but everything was dark in there. And so we went in there together, flipped on the lights, still heard the shower and looked, and there's like nothing there, no one there. People would have like, cause it wasn't just me, other people would like feel their legs get pulled or like while they're sleeping. I mean, it was just like one thing after the next. Even my sister, who that's the only place she's ever had a ghostly experience. Me and my other sister have had like a ton of them, but this one, she's like pastor's wife. That's the only thing she's ever had, has been living in that dorm. She would get her legs pulled like at night. She'd feel like someone was tugging her legs and she'd have to sleep in her friend's dorm room at night because it was just a bad experience. So
had you guys ever had somebody come investigate it, or has there any been like,
I kind of feel like someone talked about it, but because it was like a Christian college, I don't know if they were allowing it or what, but I feel like, it had been a thing where people talked about it, or like, I don't know, there's something like I thought they were going to investigate it or something.
You would think if it's a Christian college, they would for sure like use it as an exercise for one of the classes. Like, okay, we're going to go do an exorcism in the girls' dorms. Everybody follow us this way.
Cleanse it. Do something. But it was.
Wow. Do you know if it's still haunted? Had you ever seen any kind of like articles written like years after you left?
My niece went there and she said, it had that reputation still. And then they were just, people would say, yeah, don't go to that dorm or whatever. It just has that reputation as it still, it just always has those issues. Wow. So it's one of the old original buildings. And then they since they added on so many,
That's nuts. Well, shoot. Well, I'm glad you made it out okay. And nobody tried to attack you or throw a dresser mirror on you like our first caller, Jessica, here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with me. I appreciate it.
And all right, thanks for having me on.
Go drink your soda and I don't know how to say other words.
I actually have coffee right here. Stupidly having coffee at night, but yeah.
Coffee at night? Are you going to be awake forever now?
I would
stay awake all night.
I was tired today, so that's why. So I'll probably still be up. Listen. So.
Well, cheers to you, Queen. Go have a good night, and thank you for coming on Ghost Stories with Angela, okay? Go eat your cheese curds, this guy says.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. I feel like if I lived in a haunted place when I was in college, I would have for sure, done something with that. We would have done, investigations, but maybe not. I don't, because that's popular now. Now there's TV shows on every channel of ghost hunters and whatever. But maybe back in the day, I'm not sure how long ago she was in college, but I don't know. I feel like that's prime opportunity to go investigate some stuff. Next up, we have Eric Colossus O'Chris. What's the gist of his thing?
I think it's Colossus of Christ. I think I'm missing the letter.
Colossus for Christ.
There you go.
Eric Padron. What was his story? The gist of his.
He has been attacked by demonic entities.
Oh, Jesus. Let me protect myself real quick. Hold on.
Yep. I'm going to be on mute.
Oh, did you really do that?
In the name of Jesus.
Hello.
Covering. Okay, Eric, can you hear me?
Oh, wow. Hello.
Can you hear me, Eric?
Yeah. You're just kind of cutting in and out pretty badly. There you go.
I am?
Yeah.
I think it might be you because your face is a little, computerized.
It distorted?
Yeah, a little bit. I think they're still following you. Well, let's jump right in. Tell us, how old are you? When does this begin? Give us the deets.
Well, I'm 39. When this initially happened, I had fully gave myself to Christ at the age of 15. Okay. So I wasn't just walking with him just yet. I just, the sinner's prayer, but it was until I got into high school that I started walking with him and just allowing him to take over my life. And about that time, I'm a part of a really big youth group in my area in Phoenix. And it was nuts because when the type of issue that had happened, other kids were issuing or getting this type of issue as well. So I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Are they messing with some stuff that I don't even know about? So I'd ask my youth leaders about it. So they're like, no. What happens is if you start moving and with your walk with Christ, these type of things start happening. I'm like, I'm not sure if I want to mess with somebody that's already angry with me for going the other direction. So why would I want to start doing that? But my life started changing because I allowed him to just take over completely. I was the only believer in my house. So I'd say probably about my junior year, this incident had happened. So got home late from work, just barely had fallen asleep, and all of a sudden I feel myself being dragged out of my bed onto the floor. I literally felt my hands being pinned behind my back.
Oh.
I felt nails piercing it. So by the time I had woken up, I'd reached already around the corner of the couch for my room.
No way.
Wait. I was like, wait a minute. I know one of my sisters didn't just pull me out of the room, but I woke up, literally got up, and I looked at my arms. I seen the markings there, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going.
What markings were on your arm?
They were just, it was like nails. They were just like, kind of like just a deep gash. So, I didn't understand at all. So I got up and went to the restroom, and the light had flickered. I was like, oh no, the door closed on me. And that's when I had already felt what was going on in there. And I was already upset about the whole issue being woken up. And I said in a loud voice, I said, in Jesus' name, get out of my house. When I had said that, the door opened And the nastiest, horrible cry came out from the restroom, and I ended up getting thrown into the wall.
What? Wait, hold on. You're in the restroom. You went in there, and the door is closed at this point?
The door closed on me. Like, when I turned on the light, you could see the light flickering, and the door slammed on me. So that's when I got, you know, the courage to get angry.
And you said, in Jesus' name, bye. Yeah. And then the door flung open, and he threw you across onto the wall.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. No. What? I know that just didn't happen. And I went back to my youth leader. Are you surprised? I'm like, I wasn't expecting that.
That's
me, not the least.
Do you think that was something?
Time I had gotten together with my biological mother.
Do you think this was something in your house or on you?
In a sense, since I'm the only believer in my house, most people don't realize when you go out into the world or how you live your life, you drag and you bring things into the household. So me, the only believer, the strongest guy in the house is going to get attacked. So.
Yo, that is crazy. Did you have any more experiences after that? Or once you were like, in Jesus' name, pow, and then he was gone?
Well, that wasn't my first initial issue I've had with one of those. When I was a little kid, I've had issues with spirits and things messing with me as a child. But as getting older, not as much, but it still occasionally has happened in the past. But it's expected. The enemy, he doesn't want you anywhere. He doesn't care if you're following him. He just doesn't want you to go with the Lord. That's it.
Yo, that is nuts. That is such a crazy story. Thank you for coming on and sharing that with us. Like, that is intense. Did you have to go to therapy after that? I feel like I would have gone to therapy, been like, hi, a demon threw me across the room. What are some communication tools you can teach me now? Because I am dealing with it. How did you like process that moving forward? Because you said you had just become a Christian, and so this was like new for you.
I started growing closer with him. I'm an adopted child, so I started getting closer to my biological mother when in talk. And when I told her about the incident, she gave me a certain scripture to read. And it was Psalms 91. And loud through the entire house, I didn't have any more issues for a long while.
Wow. So, that's intense, bro.
Process.
Eric, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that story with us. Super creepy, and but I appreciate you coming on and telling it for us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where are you calling from?
From Phoenix.
Phoenix, shout out Phoenix! Thank you so much. Have a good night, bro.
It's still too hot. You too.
Oh, I know. Same. I mean, probably not as hot as Phoenix, but yeah. Have a good night. Bye. I believe in attacks like that. Yeah, same. I don't understand people who don't believe. Like, if somebody has that experience, I believe it. Why wouldn't I? But why are they going to make up something? I mean, I guess people do like to tell stories, but no, that's real. And when I see the scary movies of, like, demonic possessions and things like that, I'm like, yeah. I believe it. 100. That's for sure happened. Gilroy in house. Okay. Next up, you guys. We're going through our list. We have a bunch of people to get through today. Next up, Bernie. Bernie boxing. A haunted boombox that talked to them? Tell me more. Where's Bernie? Bernie, leave me a comment. If you're there. Do you see if Bernie left a comment? Oh, there's Bernie. Bernie, not boxing. Bernie, Xiong. I think it has to be that. That's the only thing with all the letters. sleep with a pan out after under a bed.
What? Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm just outside of St. Paul, Minnesota. Not Minnesota.
Not Minnesota. Okay.
I'm originally from Wisconsin. So the last lady, I'm like, oh yeah, I know that voice.
But not Minnesota. No. Okay.
Not Minnesota.
Okay. So yeah. You're from Wisconsin. Is that where the story takes place?
Yes, it actually does. Just outside of Milwaukee. So, okay. So this is about 20 years ago. And I call it the haunted boombox because I don't know if we have boomboxes anymore. So this is, long time ago. It was big Sony boomboxes with like the dual cassette deck and then like the CD player on the top. Yeah. So what happened
was... Oh, yeah, a CD player in your...
We were lucky. We were lucky. We had the CD player on the top. So what happened was I was in my room. A family member was screaming like, hey, come over here. Come over here. My boombox is talking to me. I'm like, what are you talking about?
She was playing music.
Yeah, she was playing music, and so you could hear her, the song playing through the cassette, but all of a sudden you'd hear like this low man's voice. And so I was like, well, hold on, turn it off. I'm like, turn off the cassette, let's just listen. So we turn off the cassette, listen, nothing. She turned back the cassette on, and then you'd hear his voice again. And I was like, okay, you're just messing with me. You probably
could you hear words
this. Yeah, well, it was like murmur. It was kind of like but didn't go with the music at all. So after we listened for, I don't know, about 2 minutes, I thought she was pranking me. So I said, turn off the cassette, take any cassette out, take any CD out, and then let's listen. And then all of a sudden, it didn't happen again. And so I was like, okay, cool, good, we're good to go. And then all of a sudden the voice came back again, only this time the cassettes weren't playing.
No,
so I was like, oh, I know. So I was like, okay, you guys are messing with me. This is crazy. There's no way we could hear a voice through there. So I looked in the back just to see if it was plugged in. It wasn't plugged in. The boombox was not plugged in.
How was she playing her tape?
Well, that was the thing. I'm like, okay, it's not plugged in. So there's got to be batteries. Let's take the batteries out. So I go to the back, take the batteries out. And I'm like, ha, solve the problem. Y'all ain't pranking me anymore.
Yeah.
And then we waited a few minutes. The voice started talking right out of the speakers of the boombox.
No.
No plug, no batteries. All the cassettes were out. All the CDs were out. And now I'm just freaking out because I'm just like, and it sounds like, when you hear those truckers on the CB, like, hey, and so you don't really hear what the guy's saying on the other end. You just hear this murmur. So it's like a muffled murmur. And so we just listened and listened and listened. It didn't sound like he was talking to us. It sounded like he was having a conversation with somebody. But we didn't hear the person on the other side.
Yeah.
We just could hear him. So eventually, after we waited a few minutes, I was brave enough. I went and sat on the bed. We were like in the bedroom and there was like five of us hovering around this boombox. And I was like, who are you? What do you want?
You lost it. You were like,
I'm like, if this is a prank, we're being funny about it. We're like, whatever. We're just going to scream at it. And so about not even 2 minutes later, all of a sudden you hear the voice. Now he's talking to us. Now he goes,
oh no,
you there sitting right on the table. And it was not muffled anymore. Now he's clearly screaming.
Hold on. What year is this? This feels like...
This is about 2000, 1999, 2000.
Did they have abilities to, hack into things? Like,
no.
You know how you see the news reports of, like, oh, somebody's Nest Cam was hacked in by,
and it literally was a cheap-ass, maybe $50 boombox. So it's not like even was, high-tech. It was, used...
So he said, you there sitting at the table?
Yeah, so like in clear language, now talking what it sounds like to us, he said, you there sitting on the table. And I was the one who had just yelled at him. Everybody else was standing, and I was the only one sitting, but I was sitting on a bed. Anyway, so then after that, we continued to ask him questions. I don't even remember what the questions were. And then whenever he would respond, it didn't sound like it was directly responding to us, but it would kind of vaguely sound like a response that would be appropriate for whatever we were asking. anyway, I freaked out. I didn't want to talk to it anymore. I'm like, that's just crazy. That's crazy talk. There's no way this is happening. So my dumbass calls the police department. The non-emergency.
Hello, police.
I know. I was like, please. There's a man.
My radio is talking to me. I unplugged it. I took the batteries out.
Oh my God. If I could assume. I know. Well, that's pretty much how they responded.
The cops? Did the cops come to your house?
They didn't. They didn't. And I lost you there for a little bit, but I can hear you now. They were kind of like, they didn't know how to respond. They were just like, sorry.
Okay, we'll be right there.
Yeah, they're like, well, you know, it probably was a prank. Sometimes there are electronic disturbances. You know, somebody maybe was outside of your, you know, house. And it didn't even make sense. Because I'm like, and how? We don't have a walkie-talkie. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It was a boombox.
Somebody left a comment here, and they said something like this happened to them with their AirPods, where they heard somebody talking like walkie-talkie to somebody else, but on their AirPods. That is scary.
Right. That is pretty creepy. And so 6 months later, I got on the phone, back in the days when you used to be able to call in and talk to psychics on the radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked the guy about it. You know, psychic medium Gary Spivey. He's a Caucasian guy with a big white afro. I don't know if you remember him. Like, he was.
I know the name.
Really popular back in the days. And I asked him about it. And he did say that, similar to how paranormal investigators use EVPs, he said any kind of electronic equipment, if the spirit's strong enough, it can, you know, channel. It can send you messages through that. So I freaked out about it. I didn't want to ever talk to the thing again. I think my family member kept it for a little bit longer. Later, I found out that she actually had been playing with the Ouija board. And so she may have called in the spirit, as my guess. Mm-hmm. I heard Momo talking about that in your last episode too. And I'm just like, that shit's real. So
yes.
Yeah. But they've since, you know, I don't know if they burned it or whatever, but I know they had to destroy it a certain way.
Yeah.
They got rid of it.
But it's something like you have to like close the door.
Something like the portal.
I don't know what. I saw an episode about it on Psychic Kids.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with that show.
I have never, ever played with a Ouija board. I never, ever will ever play with a Ouija. Hell no, I'll never touch a Ouija board. Never.
And I'm actually surprised that it's a game that you can play you can buy at the store. It's ridiculous to me because that stuff actually works. I know. In the kids section.
Yeah, that is insane. No, thank you. Friend, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this story. Yeah. Super creepy. And did anybody save the boombox? You have it like in an attic somewhere?
I think they kept it for a few weeks or a few months, but I think it kept talking to them and it freaked them out, so they did it. Yeah, they got rid of it. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Shoot. We should have them send it to that museum that Momo was talking about last time.
Right. Right.
I would never go to that museum.
I would not either.
Where the Annabelle doll is. And why? No. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I really enjoyed chatting with you.
Thank you. And I love your work. I appreciate it, Angela.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Yo, if I heard somebody talking through my speakers and my AirPods, because I don't have a boombox these days. I listen to music over my house speakers or my AirPods or in the car. If I heard a voice coming through, honestly, I feel like today I'd probably try to talk to it. I'd probably be like, who is this? Tell me who you are. What's your name? Like all the things that I've learned from watching all the psychic shows. I would pretend. Yeah. Until they answer a question. I'm like, turn it off. How do I turn it off? Okay. Who is my next one? Chicky.
Oh. It's about a Ouija board. It's Amanda.
Oh, Amanda. It's a Maya thing. Okay. I don't see you on here. Leave me a comment, Amanda. Oh, maybe she signed off because I said don't play with Ouija boards, and her story's about a Ouija board. My son's brand new girlfriend had a Ouija board. One day I went to go visit and I saw it in his living room. I quickly grabbed it and threw it in my truck because I went to go dispose of it. Full on stealing property. Yo, I'd probably do it too, though. I don't see Amanda's name on here. Do you? Maybe she got mad because I said, don't play with a Ouija board. All right, well, who's after Amanda? Is she the last one?
Yeah, that's the last one I have.
Okay.
Confirmed. So.
All right, well, if we don't see... Yeah, who did you see? Who wants to come on?
I've been seeing Natasntx. She's been commenting a lot.
And the Pickles 82 says, I have spirits follow me to every place I have lived. Never bad spirits, though. I have so many stories. Well, let's hear one of them, and the Pickles 82. Let's go live. Hello from Sydney, Australia. Thank you for joining us. Okay. Amanda got summoned by the DJ ghost. Try burning sage, somebody says. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Well, my mom says Jackie's voice sounds creepy. What do you mean? Was it distorted? Well, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Deborah.
Deborah, thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Okay. So you say you have spirits follow you every place you live, but they're not bad spirits. Tell us about the spirits. Tell us, give us one of your best stories.
I wouldn't say best. I mean, there's quite a few stories. Actually recently, I have this telescope from my dad, who recently passed away.
So sorry.
And we took a whole bunch of stuff. Thank you. Took stuff from his storage unit and stuff like that. So we divided it amongst the siblings. So I had it sitting in the corner and it was all fine for a while, like good, I want to say 8 hours. It was just sitting there, perfect position. And then I went to take a nap and all of a sudden it just falls over. I'm like, okay, there's nobody here but me. My daughter's at, I think she was at daycare or with her dad. Can't remember. But yeah, I was like, that's kind of odd. And then another time, actually just recently as well, I had my, I guess, I want to say lounge chair. I call it a camping chair. I set it by the inside, by the back door. Uh-huh. I set it in a perfect position. And then again, I go to my room. Nobody's here. I'm on the second floor. So nobody's, jumping around or anything like that. So I go to my room and... maybe 10 minutes later, falls over, hits the curtain. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then another time, when my son was really little, we were staying in an efficiency apartment. And I was laying down, and literally I hear somebody run up to me and yell at Mayor, just all of a sudden, just out of nowhere. I was like, that was creepy.
Do you think that you, do you see spirits or you just always have creepy things happen?
So I've seen spirits in the past. Okay. I think I'm more, connected with them in my age because I'm 38, but I don't think I actually get too much into it, I guess, as I should, because even my daughter has seen things. She's 4. So I don't know if maybe we should just look further into it and, grapple with what is going on. But yeah, I've seen spirits. And I was staying at my friend's house when she lived here in San Antonio, and it was just me and the dogs because they had gone to Corpus with his family. And in the back, I was in the computer room close to the back patio, and way on the other side of the house, I hear a door slam. I was like, okay, what's that? So I get up to look. I thought it was maybe one of the dogs or something. So I get up and I literally see this figure of a little black girl wearing, a little black girl. She's wearing this, it's like a blue printed flower dress with like one of those little aprons that you have like maybe in the 1940s, 1950s, you know, as a kid. And yeah, just saw her walk. I was like,
wow.
I think it's time to go to bed. Yeah, so I've seen them, I've heard them, everything.
Yo, that is crazy. Thank you so much for jumping on here and sharing your stories with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for the invite.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you're welcome. And I bless you. God protect her.
Thank you.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Somebody just left a comment. Angela, do you ever receive videos from people who shared their stories previously? Yes. Okay. I had one guy. Okay, so I had a bunch of videos and I kept them on my phone, but recently I just deleted them all because Momo told me to. Like a few days after he was on, he sends me a text and he was like, oh, I forgot to tell you. You should probably delete those photos and videos off of your phone because there could be like attachments and things like that. And I was like, oh, okay. So I just went through and I deleted all of them, but I keep them on my phone because I like to share them with people. So like, if I'm ever with somebody, I'm like, oh my God, you want to see something scary? Look at this. And then I just like show them. But so I deleted all the scary things off my phone because I don't want something to attack me via my phone, like while I'm on the phone. And then all of a sudden it gets me because it's like right here.
What if it was a Dropbox link and it was like, could the spirits live in the cloud?
Yeah, I should ask Momo. Hey, we found a way to get around it. Does the spirit world know about Dropbox? Are they familiar with the cloud? Not like the clouds of the sky where they're supposed to be, but like the cloud of the internet. Are they familiar? Okay. Let's see. Does anybody else have a story before we sign out? Because our last person is not here. Did you see any comments, Jackie? You said there was somebody else that had a good one.
Yeah, I sent you a text.
Oh. Okay. Natasanitix. We're bringing you on, Natasha.
She just commented too. I see her.
Okay. Where is she going? Hold on. Oh. Natasha. Oh, there she is. Going live with Natasha Natex.
It is like Natasha Natex.
Yeah, what do you think her name is?
Natasha. Okay. And she lives in Texas.
Hi.
What is your name? We have bets going. What's your name?
My name is Natalia.
Natalia, say it, Jackie.
Natalia. Sorry, I have had a few tonight. This is my daughter.
Hi.
What is your name?
Naya.
Naya, that is a beautiful name.
Yeah, I make a house now.
Did you build that?
Yeah, I have Legos.
Yeah, you are so good at Legos. Like, totally, you're playing. The best Lego girl I've ever seen.
Say thank you.
You should go on
thank
that you. Lego show.
Lego show? Oh, I remember yeah. Lego show.
So
yeah, you would probably win.
We have a cat. Her name is Mia, and I think she went to her bed.
I started with my I guess my ghostly yeah, experiences. At my mom's house, my mom's always told me that her sister, who has now passed away, it's been about, I don't know, 30 years or so, that she would hear things in the house, in my mom's house. So one time I was there by myself, and I heard footsteps, because I got there, I didn't see anybody there, so I was like, okay, cool, you know, I'm going to go and do whatever I need to do. And then I heard footsteps come in through the back door, walked all the way through the front.
No.
And I'm like, hey, mom, it's me. I'm here. And nobody answered. Nobody said anything. And I'm like, okay. So I heard doors closed and stuff. And I just keep doing my thing. So I finally went upstairs, you know, went out to the front part. And I'm like, hey, I'm here. You know, mom, don't be afraid. Don't get startled. And nobody answered. And I'm like, how rude. So
yeah,
I heard at that time we had speakerphone on, you know, a regular phone. And I heard somebody dialing like really slow. And so I was like, okay, that's my dad, because that's totally him. So I'm like, hey, dad, I'm here. Nobody answered. So I finally went up to the room, which was my parents' room at the time, and there was nobody there. So I went to the front door, and at that time we had like a screen door that locked on the inside. And I looked outside. I'm like, okay, there's nobody here. Nobody passed me. There was only one way out, and they would have passed me on the way out.
Right.
So nobody was in the front. The screen door is still locked on the inside. I'm like, well, I'm hearing things. So I try to make sense of it all. So I went to the phone and I pushed the redial button, and I heard the same buttons pushed that I heard, you know, because it was on speaker. So I'm like, okay, that's like, I'm either.
First of all, let's take a pause for your investigative skills right now. Like, to have the thought that I'm going to push redial, and like, that is like, you're hitting me on my heart level, because I would do some investigative stuff like that. Be like, oh, okay, I heard some dialing. Let's go ahead and push redial and see who this heifer is. Who you trying to call?
Right. And I'm like, okay, I'm like totally logical thinking, you know, I'm like, okay, I probably heard something, and it was in my head. Right. So I was like, I pushed the redial button. It's like the same tones. There's only like three buttons pushed. Who the hell pushes three buttons? Right.
No.
So I'm like, okay, it was the same tones. So I went to the back part of the house where I actually went in through, because the front door was locked. And I picked, we had a rotary phone at the time. Okay, I'm dating myself, but we had a rotary phone. Yes. I pick up the phone and there's no dial tone. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, what the hell? What the hell? I know I hung up the other phone. So I hang up the phone and I just feel this chill across, like it's a cold little breeze, and the back of my hair just like stands up. Mm-mm. And I like sense something, and I said, okay, whoever's here, I'm not okay with you being here. Just go away. And I hung up the phone, and so I waited a few seconds, and I try to, you know, grasp my senses, and I'm like, okay, this is not happening. I'm imagining things. So I picked up the phone again. And I heard a dial tone. So I call my sister. I'm like, hey, were you just here? I need to know that you were here. She's like, no, I wasn't there. My mom, hey, were you just here? No, I wasn't there. I'm like, okay, I've lost it. I've lost my stuff. And I just booked it. I went out. I left. And so I told my mom at the time, and I told her exactly what had happened. And so she told me that her sister, who had now passed, when she passed away, I was maybe like 6 or 7. So her and I never had a conversation about this before, right? So my mom was telling me that her sister had told her the exact same story that I was telling her. And she just started, my mom started laughing. She thought it was funny. I was like, why are you laughing? Like, this is real, mother. And she's like, you know, I've always heard people walking in the house when I'm taking a nap, but I always think it's your dad. Like, it's not dad. It's like a ghost woman. So what the story was is that the next door neighbor, apparently that there was like something traumatic that had happened in that house.
Okay.
And apparently, well, that our house at the time was like really, really old. So, and so was that the next door neighbor's house. So that we were thinking, okay, well, whatever happened in that house, maybe that person had come over next door to our house to seek help. So the neighbors would tell us that they had a lot of paranormal activity. They had wooden floors, so they would hear the woods, like the footsteps going up the stairs, faucets turning on in the middle of the night, and they were okay with it. Like,
wow.
They didn't have any sense of it. And so now I've moved. I'm, you know, 20 years fast forward. I have an upstairs, and there's times like this morning, I swear I heard my daughter just jump out of bed and just do, 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 and walk out. And so I went upstairs like, hey, she's ready to go to, you know, go to school and stuff. And she's still asleep. She's like dead asleep. So I don't know if they like followed me or what the hell. I brought one of my mom's old furniture. My son said he saw that same furniture. It's a rocking chair. That he saw it when he was little, rock back and forth by itself, and like there's nobody in the house. So I'm like, okay,
maybe not a bad entity.
So anyway, that's my story. Thank you so much for
sharing that story with us. That is that's really pretty creepy. So, hey, Mama, thank you for joining us too with your Legos. I appreciate you building me that Lego house. I think you should really go on the Lego show, because you would win. And I would vote for you if I could. Wait, you're really good at Legos. Store?
Yeah.
I will make a lot of Legos. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good night. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Oh, so cute, that little girl. Listen. Chiki, are you a light sleeper or a heavy sleeper?
Medium.
Medium?
Why?
Because, like, I'm always baffled at people that hear footsteps in the house.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't hear that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no. I would be knocked out. I don't hear nothing.
Mm-mm. I hear snoring. That wakes me up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I push him.
Manny doesn't really snore very often, but if he does snore, I just politely suffocate him until he wakes up. All due respect, sir, I can't sleep. So I can't sleep, you can't breathe. So oh, that's funny. My mom's here. I hear all dang it. My mom can feel the spirit realm as well, but my mom also snores. My mom, if we're ever sleeping in the same room, like in a hotel, I'm putting you on blast, mom. I have to fall asleep before her.
Which you never can.
Yeah, because, and if my mom gets in the bed, I'm like, no. Don't get in bed until I'm out of the shower, brush my teeth, and wait until I'm in my PJs and cuddle up. Then you can get in the bed. Otherwise, she's going to keep me awake.
Everybody who snores falls asleep in 2 minutes.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Why is that? Everybody who snores that you fall asleep like this? No, I'm going to need you to fall asleep last. Okay? Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. That was our last call that we're going to take tonight. We appreciate you joining. And like I said in the beginning, in case you missed it, this is our very last Instagram Live of Ghost Stories with Angela, because we are changing platforms. We're going to be streaming to Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, other things, whatever. It's going to be a lot of things. And if you don't have any of those things, then you go to angela.com/ghost stories and you can stream it there. So it's going to be pretty exciting. If you have a ghost story to share, email it to me. Go to angela.com/ghost stories and leave it to me there. And I can pick you to come live with me on our new streaming platform. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Australia, for joining us. Thank you, Texas. Thank you, everybody who is joining us from all over the place. We appreciate you. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Cheers. Okay, bye.